This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. Both the Houses of Parliament today discuss on motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. Participating in the discussion, BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur lauded the initiatives taken by the government in different sectors in the last 10 years. He said, several steps have been taken by the government for the welfare of people and growth of the economy. Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi raised the issues of alleged irregularities in NEET exam, Agnivir scheme, unrest in Manipur, demonetization, rising inflation, farmer issues, among others. During his speech, Rahul Gandhi made a remark on a particular community, which was objected by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah. Later, Mr. Gandhi clarified that his statement was not against a particular community, but it was directed towards BJP. While speaking on Agnivir scheme, Mr. Gandhi alleged that an Agnivir who loses his life in line of duty does not get the status of a martyr. Objecting to it, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said Rahul Gandhi is misleading the House and claimed that the government is providing financial assistance of 1 crore rupees to the family of the Agnivir who sacrifices his life in the line of duty. In Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members on alleged irregularities in NEET examination. Later, the House resumed discussion on motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses. Earlier, both the Houses congratulated the Indian men's cricket team for winning the recent T20 World Cup in Barbados. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the 3 criminal laws which came into effect from today will lead to the most modern criminal justice system in the country. He said, the criminal justice system is now completely Swadeshi and embedded in Indian ethos after independence. Briefing media in New Delhi about the 3 criminal laws, Mr. Shah said, the new laws will ensure speedy justice and victims' rights. He added that earlier, only the rights of the police were protected, but now, victims' and complainants' rights will also be protected. The Home Minister said, the priority in new laws has been given to crimes against women and children. He said, new laws will also have the provisions against mob lynching. Mr. Shah also slammed the opposition, alleging that they have been spreading lies about these laws. The government has sought suggestions and response from students and parents to develop robust mechanisms in the National Testing Agency, NTA. In a social media post, Information and Broadcasting Ministry said that high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of Dr. K. Radhakrishnan has sought suggestions, views and ideas from students and parents. The ministry added, they can express their views on reforms in the mechanism of the examination process, improvement in data security protocols and structure, and functioning of the NTA. Students and parents can send their response till 7th of this month to the committee. The United States Apex Court has, for the first time, recognized that former presidents of the country have immunity from prosecution for certain actions taken in office. The ruling comes as the U.S. top court threw out a judicial decision rejecting former President Donald Trump's bid to shield himself from federal criminal charges involving his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. In Myanmar, nearly 2,000 households in Kachin State have been evacuated as the Irrawaddy River overflowed above the danger mark due to heavy rains. There have been no reported fatalities. The affected residents have been moved to temporary shelters in 30 schools, churches and monasteries across the region. In women's cricket, India secured a dominant 10-wicket win over South Africa in the one-off test match at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this afternoon. India will now face South Africa in the upcoming three-match T20 international series starting from 5th of July in Chennai. Earlier, India registered a dominant 3-0 win in the three-match ODI series against Proteas in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.